Good morning. So, suffering, bad things, we've seen it and we've heard it, they happen. I was a little bit perplexed as to why Rob asked the person who can't turn the news on without crying to talk about suffering, but here I am. So forgive me if I cry too during this talk this morning, but I am going to talk about this question: why would a loving God allow suffering? I want you to picture this. It's a lovely sunny Thursday. In fact, it happened this Thursday. And there's this lovely little family, the Bell family, and they go out to Delamere Forest, and the two kids are on their bikes, and it's glorious. The sun is shining. Hi, H.E. There's one of my kids over there. And we're having lots of fun. And Hope, she does this most glorious descent down this big slope, and it is perfect. I'm not just saying that because I'm a mum and I'm biased, but it was perfect. It was smooth, and she got to the end, and yes, she'd done it. And so Finn, being the little brother, he followed, and he goes down this lovely steep descent. And as he's going down, I'm standing at the top of this descent, and I'm seeing that the wheel is beginning to wobble. But he's going to be fine, because he's Finn, and he's on a bike, and he's the son of Richie. He can cope with a bit of a wobble on a steep descent, surely. But then the wobble turns into something a bit more serious. And yes, it happens. Finn does the most glorious soar over the handlebars. And yes, my little boy, he went flying. There he is. He got his head. He got his arm. He got his legs. There was blood. There was gravel in the blood. It was terrible. It was painful. And what did we do? Well, one of us can run, and one of us ran as quickly as he could to our son. And he gave him the biggest cuddle. It hurt Finn. And there were bits of gravel hanging out of it, and there was blood everywhere. And here's the thing. Did we want him as his parents to fall like that? Did we want him to end up with a face full of gravel, crying his eyes out, actually a little bit terrified of that bike? Absolutely not. But did we do everything we could to get him through that pain and to get the gravel out of his cuts and to get him bike on his bike? Absolutely, we did. And that, I think, is a little bit like God with us in our suffering. He doesn't always seem to stop the actual suffering, the actual pain, but he is always there. Rich didn't need to say anything to Finn. Picking him up and giving him that hug and wiping the gravel off and getting him back on the bike, that was enough for Finn. And sometimes God can seem a little bit silent in our suffering. Sometimes he can feel a little bit absent in our suffering, but he is always there. The question is, why would a loving God allow suffering? And I absolutely do not have the time to give you all the answers, but I'm going to have a go at giving you a few. You were right at the beginning in creation. God created us with the ability to choose. He gave us free will, the ability to make choices, and we make choices all the time. We make choices for good, but we also make choices for bad. Sometimes our choices, the consequences are not good. Sometimes the consequences can cause things that causes pain. But God allows us to choose. And sometimes we might think that he's omnipotent. He's all powerful. And even though he gives us the ability to choose, surely omnipotency, that overrules all of that. But just because God is all powerful, it doesn't mean that he does all things. I think that's really important to get hold of. He is all powerful, but he doesn't have to do all things. David, this morning in the deeper session, suggested this. If God was all powerful and therefore he did all of the things that we asked him, and we asked him about suffering, and we came to him and we asked him to stop suffering, then we have to think about the causes of suffering. And so we'd have to stop the causes of suffering. And usually those causes of suffering are us, the murderers, the people who cause those horrific things to happen. But it's also the people that tell the lies. It's also the people that hurt other people in relationships. And actually, if God was to get rid of the cause of all suffering, then he'd have to get rid of us all. That's not the answer. See, God isn't dependent on our actions. He doesn't need to do all of the things that we ask him to do. And sometimes he knows more about the situation than we do because he sees the bigger picture. There's an assumption in this question as well that suffering shouldn't be allowed to happen, that this should be this happy, happy place where suffering doesn't happen. But this is the earth. This isn't heaven yet. Heaven is the hope of the future. But we live on the earth. We live on this fallen earth, this messed up earth where suffering happens. And there's this other assumption in the question that love is the opposite of suffering. That if there is suffering, then there can't be love. I don't think that's working. There we go. I don't think that's true. I think God's got this message for us this morning, and I think we've heard it a few times. He wants us to know about the presence of his love in our suffering. I think out of the four topics, I think this is perhaps one of the hardest ones for us to deal with because it's personal, because it affects all of us, because all of us at some point are going to face suffering. We're going to have to deal with suffering. It's an unavoidable part of our existence here on earth. If it's not our own suffering, then it's looking at the suffering of the people that we love, or it's looking at the world and seeing that suffering around us, and it can seem really unjust and really unfair and really cruel. But do I not love Finn because I let him fall off his bike? I love him with all of my heart. We need love in the midst of our suffering. We can choose to allow ourselves a deeper understanding of God if we look at his love in our suffering. See, Finn could really easily, when Richie legged it to him and picked him up, Finn could really easily have actually pushed him away. Daddy, why did you let me go down that hill? Why didn't you stop me going down that hill? Why weren't you right next to me picking me up before I fell? He could have rejected Daddy completely. But he had this instinct. He needed Rich. He needed that love. He needed that hug. So what do we do about suffering? Well, I think the best person to look at is Jesus. And I'm going to take us very, very quickly to the part in Jesus' story just before the crucifixion when he's in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he knows the suffering that is about to happen. And we read these words. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch." Jesus was the Son of God, and yet Jesus understands our suffering and our pain and our anguish, because even before the brutal suffering of the cross, he experienced it. He describes here being overwhelmed by sorrow to the point of death. In Luke's version of this, Jesus sweats drops of blood, and apparently there is an actual medical condition. I'm going to pronounce it in the way I think it should be pronounced. Hematohidrosis. I think that sounded very technical and medical. But hematohidrosis is this very rare physical response to extreme stress and anxiety. It's a little bit gross, but sweat glands here. And there are these blood vessels here. And in these moments of extreme stress and anxiety, those blood vessels can pop, and literally sweating drops of blood. Jesus, Son of God, the one who could make anything happen, knew stress and anxiety to the point of sweating drops of blood. And what does he do in this moment of stress and anxiety? Going a little further, he fell to the ground and he prayed that if possible, the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me." He pleads with the Father, "Take it away. I don't want it. Don't want this cup of death." Never, ever feel guilty about coming to the Father with your suffering. Never feel guilty about coming to him with your pleas for it to stop and for it to come to an end. You won't be judged. He won't tell you off because he understands it. Jesus, right in this moment, he didn't want to suffer. He wanted it to be taken away. And he asks, and then he says this, "Yet, not my will, but what you will." Because Jesus sees something here that we don't always see. He sees the Father at work, and he sees that there is a purpose here. And sometimes it's tough, but our most formative lessons can come out of pain and suffering. We went through a difficult time 8 years ago, and I'm not still completely out of it. But I look back at that time and I do see the Father's hand in it. You see, right in the middle of it, I was pleading for a miracle. I wanted life to come instead of death. I wanted a testimony. I desperately wanted a testimony of healing, of a miraculous touch. And I prayed those prayers desperately believing that they would happen, but they didn't. I don't have a testimony here of God bringing life out of death. I can't give you this miraculous story of how God completely turned that situation around, but I can tell you this, that 8 years later, when I look back at that time, I see my father's love and I see his presence. I have this really vivid memory when we broke this news to my dad, my actual dad, not my heavenly father, but when we broke this news to my dad, he knew he couldn't do anything. He couldn't fix it. He couldn't heal it. He had absolutely no words to give me. But I tell you what he did give me. He gave me the biggest hug. And it lasted. And it lasted. That fixed something for me, that the healing that I desperately wanted didn't happen. But that fixed something for me. And God's taught me something through that memory, that he is always there. So why would a loving God allow suffering? I can't give you the answer. I believe that there's a purpose, and I believe that sometimes we'll get to know that purpose, but I do know this, that right in the middle of our suffering, he is there.